Greetings, friends. What is the abomination of desolation? Before we answer that, let's review what the scriptures say. Here is the combination of all the New Testament scriptures directly relating to the abomination of desolation. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place where it ought not, and when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that its destruction is near. Whoever reads this, let him understand. That's a combination of all of the New Testament scriptures directly relating to the abomination of desolation. And that can be found in Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21. So we need to understand what this abomination of desolation is. And there's two big things that we see here. First is we will see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place where it ought not. And then the second thing is when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that its destruction is near. Whoever reads, let him understand. Now, what is it that we're really supposed to understand? We're supposed to understand that we should take the requisite actions to escape the great tribulation. Notice this. As soon as these gospel writers talk about this abomination of desolation being set up and Jerusalem compassed with armies, they then go on to say, these are the requisite actions that we must take. Then let those in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, nor let him in the field turn back to take his clothes. And woe to those who are with child and those who give suck in those days. Why? Because it's going to be very, very difficult to move quickly. But that's what's going to be required, is to move quickly. It's very similar to when God was calling the Israelites out of Egypt, and he said, move quickly, because the time had come, and there wasn't any time to dilly-dally around. So when God said move, they had to move. Same thing here. God is saying, when you see this abomination of desolation set up, and when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then you better flee. You better move quickly. Going on, it says, but pray that your flight is not in the winter, nor on the Sabbath day. Why? Why this quickness? Why this rapidity of movement? For then shall be great tribulation. For then shall be great tribulation. And there's only one time in the Bible that is considered the great tribulation. We'll see it described here. For then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. So whenever this great tribulation is, there's going to be no other time like it. And we've shown in previous programs that this great tribulation is for a time in the future. There have been times of tribulation that have been very, very grand, but they are not the great tribulation. There's only one time that can be considered the great tribulation, because it says that the great tribulation is going to be a time that has never been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And in Daniel, the 11th chapter and the 12th chapter, if you read that, you'll see that the great tribulation happens at the time of the end, not long before Christ returns. And in future programs, we're going to go back to that and cover this whole time sequence in very much detail. We're going to cover the book of Daniel chapter 9, the 70 weeks prophecy. Many people don't even realize that the 70 weeks prophecy is what is a prelude to the abomination of desolation set up. That's the last thing spoken of concerning this 70-week prophecy, is this abomination of desolation being set up. Many people don't even realize that. But then you go on to Daniel chapter 11 and Daniel chapter 12, the other two places where Daniel speaks about the abomination of desolation. We're going to cover those in depth, the time sequence, step by step. Now it goes on to say here, regarding this great tribulation. And unless those days should be shortened, this is how bad it's going to be. Unless those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. We're not talking about salvation here. We're talking about physical flesh being saved alive. That's how bad this great tribulation is going to be. Now, those are all of the New Testament scriptures where the abomination of desolation is spoken of. Now we're going to go to Daniel the prophet, and we'll read here where the abomination of desolation is spoken of. First, it's in Daniel chapter 9, and we'll read verses 26 through 27. This is Daniel chapter 9, verses 26 through 27. The people of the ruler who shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The people of the ruler who shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Who are these people of the ruler? These people of the ruler are these armies that shall surround Jerusalem, that's going to compass Jerusalem. The people of the ruler, the armies of the ruler, these armies are going to surround Jerusalem, and they are going to destroy Jerusalem, the city, plus they're going to destroy the temple, plus they're going to destroy the people. That's what the great tribulation is all about. So the people of the ruler who shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of it shall be with a flood and ruins, or desolations. Ruins are determined, and until the end there shall be war. This great tribulation is going to be a time that is comparable to none other, because unless those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. That's what Daniel is telling us. Until the end, there shall be war. Wars are going to continue right up until the end, and he shall confirm. Who is this he? Well, we'll go into that in next program or in future programs. And he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease. Keep that in mind. The sacrifice and the offering is going to cease. This is speaking of the daily sacrifice. This daily sacrifice and this offering is going to cease. And that's going to be in the middle of the week that this he, who is this he? Well, again, we'll go into that in future programs. But he shall cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease, and he shall put on a corner of the altar desolating abominations even until the end, and that which was decreed shall be poured on the desolator. This person that causes the sacrifice and the offerings to cease, he is called the desolator, because he's going to cause these people to destroy the city and the sanctuary. He's going to desolate it, decimate it, destroy it. Now let's turn over to Daniel chapter 11 and verse 31. Same theme here. It says, and arms shall stand on his part. Arms being armies. And armies shall stand up on his behalf, on his part. They're going to take his side. They're going to stand by him and fight for him. Just what we saw in Daniel 9, where it says the people of the ruler who shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Here it's saying the arms, the armies shall stand on his part. His part being this ruler, and the arms being the people. So armies shall stand on his part, shall be ready to do his beck and call. And what is it that they're going to do? And they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength. Same thing that we saw, where it says that they shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And here it says in Daniel chapter 11 verse 31, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and what? And shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate. They're going to place this person, this ruler of the people, they're going to place him in the temple. He is the abomination, and his practices are the abominations. And he is going to cause desolation, because he's going to cause the sanctuary and the city and the people to be destroyed by the armies that compass Jerusalem. Now let's turn over to Daniel chapter 12, and we'll read verse 11. This is Daniel chapter 12 and verse 11. From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate is set up, there shall be 1290 days. And I know you want to know exactly when those 1290 days start and when they end. Well, here in the scripture, we're talking about from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, which is going to happen in the middle of the week, as we saw in Daniel chapter 9, verses 26 and 27. When this daily sacrifice shall be taken away, it's going to be at the same time that the abomination that makes desolate is set up. This king, this ruler who has abominable practices because he's an idolater, worshiping false gods, claiming that he is worshiping the true God, even claiming that he is God, the one to be worshipped. This abominable person with his abominable practices, he is going to make desolate. He is going to be set up by these people that support him. And there's going to be a time of 1290 days. Something starts the 1290 days and something ends the 1290 days. Two significant events which we'll cover in future programs. So now from reading the New Testament scriptures, we see 10 points emerging. And those New Testament scriptures, again, are Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. From these New Testament scriptures, we see 10 points emerging, which we've previously discussed in depth. 1. The abomination of desolation is something we're going to see. 2. The abomination has to do with idolatrous practices, which are false worship of God, false worship practices of God. 3. This abomination will cause desolation, which means awesome destruction. It's going to cause awesome destruction, such as has not been seen ever before that. 4, it will stand, this abomination of desolation will stand in the holy place. In other words, it's going to abide in the temple as though it belongs there. And this holy place, this is point 5, this holy place is the temple. Point 6, an abominable thing ought not to be in the temple. So when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, where it ought not to be, it ought not to be there because nothing abominable should be in the holy place. Point 7, you're going to see the army surrounding Jerusalem, and that's what's going to cause its desolation. That's what's going to cause its destruction. And point 8 is that it will be a destruction of Jerusalem, which is the city, of the temple, which is the sanctuary, and of the people. That's what the Great Tribulation is about. And that's point 9. We have to understand that the establishment of the abomination of desolation and having Jerusalem compassed with armies, that this is a prelude to the Great Tribulation. These are the two great signs that let us know that the Great Tribulation is about to break forth. And point 10, we can understand this, all of this, more clearly by hearing Daniel the prophet, because these things are spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Now, by listening to Daniel the prophet, we hear two themes emerge, which again we previously discussed in depth. These two things are that the abominating desolator and his armies will, 1, cause the daily sacrifice to be taken away, and 2, they're going to cause the sanctuary and the city to be destroyed. And we can hear Daniel speaking to us in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel chapter 11, and Daniel chapter 12. So in summary, the abomination of desolation is an end time, corrupt and carnal king that sets himself up in the Jerusalem temple as supreme ruler and causes his army to stop the daily sacrifice of the Jews in the temple and eventually destroys the temple, destroys the city, and destroys the people. This is the beginning of the Great Tribulation.